This goes to Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, Carstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, N-P. So N like November, P like practice. Fax 988-588-5052. Regarding Linda, middle initial L, and Booz, it's B like boy, O-O-S. Date of birth, December 9th, 1949. Dear Ms. Carstensen, this is a consultation for Mrs. Booz, who was sent for evaluation of several years of stage 3A chronic kidney disease. She's a 74-year-old female who reports that she saw a nephrology when she was in a nephrologist when she was in her 40s. And at that time, he told her she had stage 3 chronic kidney disease, but on the very high end of stage 3. That was before we differentiated them into A and B. And so this apparently has been going on for at least 30 years, according to the patient. She reports that she had been under quite a bit of stress at that time and attributes the decline in kidney function to stress. At least she believes that's part of it. She's also had longstanding history of diabetes and high blood pressure. Currently, they're both very well controlled. She did have a kidney ultrasound and bladder scan. That was 1/17 of 2024. Right kidney was normal size, 11 centimeters. No hydronephrosis, no masses, no cysts. Left kidney was 11 centimeters, no hydronephrosis, no mass, no cyst, but there was a 6-millimeter echogenic focus in the mid-peripelvic region of the left kidney, most likely representing a non-obstructing calculus. And that's probably could have been there for quite some time. She also had an ultrasound of the right upper quadrant of her abdomen, 11/17 of 23, due to known fatty liver disease, and it did report that the echogenicity of the liver had improved from the prior ultrasound, although there was mild surface nodularity noted. Otherwise, that was a normal scan also. The patient feels quite well. She is here to mainly find out that the meds she is taking are safe and hopefully to keep the chronic kidney disease stable and prevent progression and worsening of kidney function. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, skin cancer, non-melanoma type, hypothyroidism, anxiety, depression, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, osteopenia, microalbuminuria, and history of a remote kidney stone that passed when she was in her 40s also. She does not know the type as it just passed, and there was no analysis done at that time. Past surgical history, she's had a cesarean section, colonoscopy, hernia repair, and total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral scalping oophorectomy due to family history of ovarian cancer in mother and grandmother both. She had right salivary gland removal due to pain many years ago and a tonsillectomy. Social history, the patient has never smoked. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and she is retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, thyroid disease, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and ovarian cancer. Review of systems, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no neuropathy or minimal neuropathy. She does have some in both feet, and she sees a foot specialist in Claire, Dr. Clark, on a regular basis for evaluation, and no claudication symptoms. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Lipitor, adhesive tape, latex, morphine, penicillin, Bactrim, medications. She's on vitamin C, 500 milligrams daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Coreg, 12.5 milligram, one twice a day, vitamin D3, 2,000 units once a day, Jardiance, 25 milligram daily, phenylfibrate, 130 milligram daily, glipizide, 10 milligram twice a day, levothyroxone, 125 microgram daily, metformin, 500 milligram, two tablets twice a day, multivitamin daily, zinc, 50 milligram daily, calcium is 600 milligram twice a day, vitamin B12, 2,500 microgram daily, and a digestive enzymes once daily. Physical exam, height 61 inches, weight 188 pounds, pulse 86, and blood pressure 120 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. A pharynx is clear. Tonsils are surgically absent. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. No carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. No palpable masses. No ascites. No peripheral edema. Pedal pulses are 2+. Brisk capillary refill bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/7 of 2023. Creatinine was 1.24 with estimated GFR of 46. On 9/13 of 23, creatinine 1.11, GFR 52. August 1st of 23, the creatinine was 1.17 with GFR 49. August 1st of 22, creatinine of 1, GFR 55. July 7th of 21, creatinine 1.1, GFR 49. 2/4/21, creatinine 1.1, GFR 49. 7/11 of 19, creatinine was higher than her usual levels, 1.7 with a GFR of 30. And the patient does tell us that that has been her levels since she was in her 40s. And the other labs done 11/7 of 23, calcium 9.9, sodium 138, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 26, albumin 4.5, AST is 43, slightly elevated, ALT 37. Her hemoglobin is 14.8 with normal white count and to normal platelets. We have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio done 9/13 of 23, and that was 22. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease that's been present at least since 2019 and has been very stable without progression. She's asymptomatic. We suspect this is her baseline. Also diabetic nephropathy and hypertension that is very well controlled. So at this point, it would be appropriate to have lab studies done every 6 months. She should continue to follow a low-salt, a diabetic diet. All medications that she's currently on are excellent and do not need to be changed. Some of the supplements, she could choose to discontinue them if she would like. She mentioned she might want to stop the aspirin. And we know that it's not especially effective for primary prevention, so there'd be no problem with her stopping her baby aspirin every day. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.